It's kind of a summer camp for science teachers at VCU.
A one-month intensive treatment for elementary teachers in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
VCU science educator Dr. Jackie McDonough.
For a week, we teach them about how to teach science using research-based initiatives. They learn about nature science. They do some content learning. We include scientists from the VCU faculty.
During that week, the teachers are tasked with developing a problem-based teaching unit for their grade level. The next 2 weeks are spent teaching what they've come up with to a science camp for kids.
This is not your normal summer camp where kids go swimming or anything like that. They actually come in and they're presented with a scenario, and they have this problem that they have to solve, but they have to learn science and math and other kinds of skills to actually solve the problem. And by the end of the 2 weeks, they do this major presentation.
It's science now for the teachers and the students, but Elizabeth Edmondson, director of the Science Initiative Program at VCU, adds that there is a broader consideration of the future of our country.
One of the things that we have to consider are where the jobs are going to be in the future. And one of the big areas that there are quite a few professions are the STEM areas, science, technology, mathematics, and engineering. And so in order for us to keep up, we have to recruit more and more students into those fields, and that's where we haven't been very successful to date.
With that in mind, VCU, George Mason University, the College of William and Mary, and the University of Virginia are involved in the federally funded VISTA program. The structure of these summer experiences has, Edmondson said, clearly inspired the teachers who've taken part.
One of the things that a lot of the teachers did as a result of, I think, this summer's work is most of the teams brought in some outside expert to come talk to the kids in their school units this year. They made connections with people. They saw how powerful working with scientists directly was for the students at the camp, so then they brought them into their classroom and gave their students then an opportunity to see what those fields were like.
The VISTA team does considerable follow-up, and Dr. McDonough said has enjoyed seeing teaching units developed last summer in action at area elementary schools.
In Hopewell, at Hopkins Elementary, in Chesterfield, and in Hanover. And it is amazing to see kids excited and turned on about science, and to see the impact it has on the schools also, because the teachers and the parents, everybody gets involved, because these are elaborate scenarios that teachers develop to give kids kind of a reason for learning science deeply.
Edmondson concluded it's important to help elementary school-age children understand
that science isn't about a fact, it's about exploring and putting ideas together. Most of the problems we're trying to pick are broad enough that you can bring in the life sciences, chemistry, physics, earth and space, and tie all those fields together. One of the things that we're finding out is the kids are not making connections between areas. We assumed for a long time in science that they would. So by helping them see that all these fields are connected, how this impacts that, I think is a powerful tool.
For Science Matters, John Ogle, WCVE News.